Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Charlene Holder, Planning Officer at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, August 4th, 1951, the Barbados Advocate published an article which discussed rising world prices affecting many countries, including Barbados, and highlighted attempts by the government of Barbados to mitigate the effects on various stakeholders. Barbados was impacted because countries such as Australia, Canada, the UK, and US, from which it imported goods, were experiencing a rising cost of living. The author noted that despite government interventions, the problem was unlikely to be solved until world security conditions improved. Measures implemented by government to cushion the price increases of more important commodities included direct subsidization, costing over $1 million per year, with the utilization of certain stabilization funds, and price control. An expected increase was for rice imported from British Guiana at the present contract price of $10.80 per bag, and it was unlikely that the price would be less than $16 under a new contract. Complicating the matter was the pressure government received from importers and distributors who felt that profit margins allowed under the price control were inadequate to meet increasing operating costs, and the claims of their employees for higher wages to meet the increasing cost of living. In July 1950, a price control committee made recommendations to the government, but due to subsequent events, they were later not accepted by government. Instead, the government proposed to examine the comparative profits of commission merchants, wholesalers, and shopkeepers. From this, the investigator recommended an increase in some fixed markups, which was accepted by government. An immediate measure was to remove the control on the price of bags to relieve retailers. Government highlighted its genuine attempt to find an equitable resolution, even though it had not satisfied every stakeholder. Going forward, government committed to continue reviewing all related policies, but indicated that controls would only be lifted if they wouldn't cause further price increases in essential goods. The article is an indication that economic challenges have persisted across decades. Over the years, the government of Barbados continued implementing initiatives to ease the burden of rising costs on consumers. For example, in recent times, introduction of the VAT-free basket of goods, short-term subsidies to cushion households and businesses from rising fuel costs, the social compact with the business community, amongst others.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.